Fez Watley, Chris Stanley, and I am Ron Bennington. Now, Fez, you were telling me we used to play that song as our JFK opener?
Yeah, that's how we used to open the show at WJFK in D.C.
We would go from the Ron and Fez thing into that song?
Yep, into the Jay Giles.
No memory at all. What did we used to do for Fastest Hour?
Fastest Hour, that would open with something that was, I can't think of the name of it, but it was something a lot harder. It was almost like a metal thing.
Never.
At least to me.
You guys open with metal?
Never.
I would have thought that.
Particularly for basically a fast news show.
Slayer
in
the news.
One. I would love to find that opening, though. Do you have it, Fez? I would love to hear it.
I'll see if I can find it.
Okay. Okay. Ron and Fez giving you the best of all week. Now, Fez, you put together a Sporkle game on Rod and Fez Seidman. I hit 44 out of 45. I did not get 100%.
Oh, so there was someone that you missed. This is the game that's on the Interrobang where you have to figure out the real supporting cast members throughout the years of the Ron and Fez show from the fake ones, and then the advanced version has gone up as well.
Well, what's the advanced version? I didn't do that yet.
The advanced version is where you have a list of supporting cast members' names to choose from, and an activity will come up. What were they known for? So if something came up, you have to pick from the list of names
So if it was like Chris Stanley drinking and drugs?
Okay. Yeah, if drinking and drugs came up from the list, you have to pull Chris Stanley out of it.
Or, shit, should I take that? Or sleeping on his front pouch? Because Chris likes to sleep on his front pouch.
It's a breeze out there.
Chris Stanley, best thing to eat when you smoked a lot of herb? Name it.
Starburst.
Really? You're going to pick a sweet candy?
Yeah.
I would have went with like a chicken wing.
Oh.
Or perhaps even pizza.
Now you're changing my mind.
Chicken wing does that for you, right?
Oh, hell yeah. Just a bunch of fried chicken. I'm blazed off my face. I'll just devour it.
Not
oh,
just
my.
The Starburst like a child. I guess if I was 5 and smoking weed.
No, I'm talking like a big bag of Starburst.
Ugh.
A couple months ago, I bought a 4-pound bag of gummy bears from Target. And I housed that thing over the course of a weekend.
Why are you proud of that? Why do you...
It's more of a confession than pride.
Why not just get one of those 1 4-pound gummy bears?
Oh, no.
That's why you've got that wadded up bowl, just big ball in your colon. That's why your shit won't move.
I thought they were like fruit, though.
Mm. You got gummy polyps.
By the way, next week, John Cryer... Unmasked.
Yep, that's going to be a week from tomorrow.
Where will you be, Fez?
I will still be packing to head to Florida.
Now, you told us before you were not packing, you were walking out.
Yeah.
I've been telling people, Fez is fucking amazing. He's walking away from his life.
It's an action
movie. Shutting the door behind him. And now I'm hearing about Packers.
Oh, boo.
So you are packing up?
Well, I have to take some underwear and socks with me.
No,
that's
man.
Not packing. You can throw that in a goddamn duffel bag on your way out.
You go to a dollar store, you get all the underwear and socks you need for
like, what he's
like
saying
a
there.
Third of the price if you go to a real store.
Is that why your underwear is always falling down?
Yes.
And I go, your underwear is where your socks is supposed to be.
It's called irregular underwear.
Well, since we started the song with an opening from JFK and not that giant Slayer opening that we had... Going into the Fastest Hour.
Should we come back with Raining Blood the next break?
I used to love Fastest Hour. We would come in. We did a night show there. But we would come in and just do like the 12 o'clock to 1 o'clock hour. And we used to do it really fast. We would put 20, 25 topics just going back and forth. It got giant ratings for us. The company wanted us to, you know... ended up doing more time on each side, but I'm like, that's not going to keep going on with all those topics, though. And they're like, start the show that way. Then they found out they couldn't move the syndicated program that they had at the time, so we ended up not doing it. But for me, this was my favorite thing that we've ever done as Ron and Fez, the Fastest Hour. What I found out, it was Fez's least favorite thing